As we begin the parshiyos which deal with the binyan hamishkan and which command us, require us to build a base hamikdash in the following doros, so it behooves us to review some of the concepts behind this tzivoy. We know that the Torah tells us in this week's parsha, va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, the Rebbeinu Shlom commands us according to the Rambam, this is the tzivoy of Binyan HaMikdash. And it would seem from an interesting machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs that there is a different concept, two different concepts about what the Beis HaMikdash is about, what is the central theme of the Beis HaMikdash. For if you take a look in the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam, Mitzvah Chof, the Rambam counts, Ve'osu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham, hi shetzivanu livnois Beis HaAvodah. Here we have a chiyuv to build a Beis HaMikdash, a bayis where we will do avodah. Bo yeh ha'akrava v'avaras ha'esh tamid ve'lov yeh ha'alicha v'aliyah l'regel. Says the Rambam, this is the tzivoy of binyan Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rambam a chiddush, which not all Rishonim agree with. Ukvar biyarnu shezeh ha'klal hu koilu chalokim shehamenoira ha'shulchan v'amizbeach vizulosam kulam hei mechelke ha'mikdash. Says the Rambam that the mitzvah, the tzivoy of binyan Beis HaBechira, binyan Beis HaMikdash, includes within it, it's a general mitzvah with many details, many subsets. The tzivoy to build a shulchan, the tzivoy to build the menorah, the tzivoy that we have in this week's parsha to build all the kelim is not an independent tzivoy. We're not going to count every single one of those tzivuyim separately, a mitzvah to build a shulchan, a mitzvah to build a menorah. They're all included within the binyan Beis HaBechira, binyan Beis HaVoida, v'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. However, the Ramban takes issue with this. The Ramban says later in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, he says, I don't know why the Rambam's doing this. He says, I happen to agree with the Rambam that you shouldn't count the mitzvah of menorah and shulchan and mizbeach, all these things separately, but not for the reason the Rambam said. The Rambam said they're all included in the mitzvah of binyan Beis HaBechira, binyan Beis HaMikdash. Says the Ramban, absolutely not. Each one is its own mitzvah. Each one is its own thing. It's not a part of binyan Beis HaBechira. Why do I not count it separately, says the Ramban? Because it's a hechsher for the avodah. The each particular keli is there for that particular avodah. The shulchan is there for the lechem upon him. The menorah is there to light the menorah. So the Rambam views the kelim as part and parcel of binyan Beis HaBechira. The Ramban says, no, it's not part and parcel of binyan Beis HaBechira. Rather, it's a separate thing. It's a hechsher for their particular avodah. And since there's a mitzvah already of lechem upon him, I don't have to count separately the shulchan. Since there's a mitzvah already of hadlakas and neiros, I don't have to count separately the menorah. Not because it's part of binyan Beis HaBechira, because it's part of hadlakas hamenorah. So from here we glean a very, very fundamental machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban as to what the nature, the purpose of Beis HaBechira is, what the purpose of Beis HaMikdash is. According to the Rambam, it sounds like the entire purpose of Beis HaMikdash is the Avodah, is to do the Hakravas HaKarbonos, as the Rambam clearly says in his Yad HaChazaka as well. It's a Beis Avodah. The mitzvah is to make a Beis HaMikdash where Klal Yisrael does the Avodah. That's the whole point of Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, all the things which are necessary for the Avodah, all the kelim which are necessary for the Avodah, are part of Beis HaMikdash. The tachlis of Beis HaMikdash is the Avodah. So therefore, I need our Beis HaMikdash. I need it with all the kelim. I need it with the menorah. I need it with the mizbeach. Because that's the whole tachlis of Beis HaBechira. But as the Ramban tells us, that not necessarily, the Ramban views the purpose of Beis HaMikdash as a recreation of Matan Torah. That's a place for Hashras HaShchina. Yes, of course, where are you going to do the Avodah other than the place where the Rebbeinu Shlom is Shoreh Shchinaso? But that's not the nature of the Chiyuv. The nature of the Chiyuv Binyan Beis HaBechira is to have Hashras HaShchina. Therefore, you have Kalim which serve for the Avodah. That's a separate mitzvah. We don't count it as Beis HaBechira. So the Ramban says it's not part of the mitzvah Beis HaBechira, it's a part of the different separate Avodahs. Whereas the Rambam says, no, the whole point of Beis HaBechira is to do the Avodah. Therefore, a house alone is not enough. I need a house with all the appropriate kelim. A very fundamental machleik is important to understand between the Rambam and Ramban, which plays out, manifests itself in Sefer HaMitzvahs. However, there seems to be one major nafgamina, because after all the Ramban tells us, the Ramban comes and says, I don't know why the Rambam is counting the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Mizbeach as part of Beis HaBechira. It's all part of their separate Avodas, the Hadlakas HaNeiros, the Lechem upon him. But says the Ramban, there's one part of the Beis HaMikdash which is not there for any Avodah. There's one part of the Beis HaMikdash which is clearly not part of a separate Avodah. And that, says the Ramban, I would count. And what's that? Of course, it's the Aron. The Aron, there is a chiv to build the Aron, says the Ramban. It's not part of any particular Avoida, says the Ramban. So therefore, I'm not going to count it as part of Beis HaBechira, because I don't do that, says the Ramban. Beis HaBechira is a separate mitzvah, asli mikdash shachanti bezachom. I'm not counting Menorah and Shulchan, because they're part of their separate Avoidas. But the Aron doesn't have a separate Avoida. The Aron just exists. Therefore, the Ramban says, if I had it my way, I would count a mitzvah to build Beis HaMikdash and a separate mitzvah to build an Aron. And I don't know why the Rambam doesn't count a mitzvah to build an Aron, says the Ramban. And if you take a look at the Rambam says, I'm not counting any of these things because it's part of Beis HaBechira. And he gives examples, but his examples are very clear. He says, I'm in Noira, I'm not going to count in Shulchan, I'm not going to count in Mizbeach, I'm not going to count, because it's all part of Beis HaBechira. What about the Aron Kodesh? Why doesn't the Rambam count the Aron Kodesh? Why doesn't he at least list it in the listing of the different Kalim that he's not going to count? So many of the Mefarshim deal with this Rambam. What does the Rambam hold about the Aron? The Ramban says he would count the Aron separately. The Rambam seems to hold that no, the Aron is not part of Beis HaBechira, but he also doesn't count it. What does the Rambam hold about the Aron? Many, many Mefarshim say, the reason the Rambam doesn't count the Aron, you already see on the Noisei Kalim and Sefer Mitzvot, they explain like this, that the reason the Rambam doesn't count the Aron is because you're right, it's not necessarily part of the Beis HaBechira. But it's just a hechsher, it's just there to hold the edus, it's just there to hold the luchos. It's not in and of itself so integral, it's merely there to serve a separate purpose of holding the luchos. The real essential part is having the luchos there, and therefore the Rambam doesn't count it. But as we mentioned in the past, this is subject to a big, big discussion. Is it true that the Aron Kodesh is just there to hold the luchos? Yes, it's true. If you take a look at the Maral in this week's parsha, you take a look at the Meshech Chochma in this week's parsha, they're all bothered by a question. The question is a question that really Rashi deals with already. If you take a look through the psukim of Binyan Ha'aron, Ve'asu Aron Atzei Shittim, you'll find something very, very peculiar. You'll see that the Torah says, Ve'atzu Aron Atzei Shittim, make an Aron Kodesh. And the Torah goes on to describe how you're going to make it. Atzei Shittim, V'tzipi Soi Soi Zav, you're going to cover it inside and outside with Zav. Be a tzakalo, and you're going to put on different rings. Vasisa bal, you're going to make poles for it. And at the end of discussing the Aron, says the Torah, v'nosata es ela Aron es ha'edus. You're going to put the edus in luchos in the Aron. Then the Torah continues to describe the kaporis, the lid, and the kruvim that are on top of the kaporis, almost as if it's a separate kli. And then after the Torah discusses vasisa kaporis zav tahar masayim v'cheti arka v'am v'cheti rachba, it goes describing building the kaporis, and then again the Torah says, v'nasate es a kaporis ala aron nomal, you put the kaporis on, v'ala aron tito and edus, you put the edus in. Says Rashi, we already told you you're putting the edus in. Why does the Torah tell me after building the aron and put the edus in? Then the Torah says, now build a kaporis, a lid with kruvim, and put the edus in. Says Rashi, lo yadati lama nichbol, I don't know why it's doubled. And Rashi gives a pshat here. But Rashi is bothered by the question that many of the Farshim are bothered by. Why do we have it again? So many of the Farshim say what the Torah is teaching over here is exactly what we explained in the Rambam, that the Aron is not an Aron Kodesh on its own. The Aron Kodesh is just there to serve as a home for the Eidus, and therefore only becomes an Aron Kodesh. It only becomes a Kli HaMikdash when the Eidus is inside. But we've mentioned in the past a very, very, very powerful idea from Reb Shlomo Fischer, where he explains entirely differently. He says, why is it that the Torah says twice, put the luchos inside? He says, we have to ask ourselves a more basic question. We know the Rashi tells us in this week's parasha, shalosh aroinos asu bitzal. Bitzal made three aroinos. The first one was gold, then on the middle was wood, and then on the outside was gold. It was gold, wood, gold. And we have to ask ourselves the question, why was it necessary? What's wrong with just one? And many of the darshan and many of the mefarshim, many of the rishonim discuss the different ideas about having three. Balei Tosfos says, because it would have been too heavy otherwise. So therefore they put the wood in to make it a little bit lighter. Explains to Shlomo Fischer that no, it had to be three different aroinos. Why? Because the Torah is trying to tell us a very important idea. The concept of the Aron includes within it two different kalim of the Beis HaMikdash. From one perspective, the ikar of the Aron was the kapores with the kruvim. That was one kli. And from another perspective, the kapores and the kruvim was just the cover to the Aron. From one perspective, the kapores and the kruvim were the ikar. That's what where Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to the Rabbanu Shalom from. And the Aron was merely holding up the kapores and the kruvim. But from another perspective, the Aron was the ikar. And the kapores was merely a lid to the Aron Kodesh. Therefore, the Torah had to put two layers, gold and wood. Because if you look at a box holding up a wooden box holding up a golden kapores, so obviously you see what is the ikar, the wood's on the bottom, and the kruvim on top. Obviously, the ikar is the kapores. And from one perspective, that was correct. The ikar was the kapores, and it was merely there where the Rebbeinu Shalom spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. But from another perspective, the Aron was the ikar, and the kapores was just covering the Aron. And therefore, from that perspective, we have gold. We have a gold box and a wooden box. The wooden box to show clearly that the kapores, from one perspective, is a kli bifnei atzma, as the Gemara says in Sukkah. It's not just a cover to the Aron Kodesh. The Gemara says the kapores is a kli bifnei atzma, and to highlight that, we put a layer of wood to show, like when you're holding up the Stanley Cup, right? You don't put it on a silver thing. You put it on a wooden thing to show what's the main thing over here, the Stanley Cup. So the same thing, Lahavdil Elef Avdoles, is over here. I want to show the Kaperis is a Kli Bifnei Atzma. I'm going to put it on a wood stand. Therefore, it had a wooden layer and a golden layer. This is how he explains. If you take a look, fascinating. We know that there's one of the Kalim is missing from this week's Parsha. One of the Kalim is not in this week's Parsha. And the old Mefarshim asks, what happened to the Mizbeach of the Torahs? Why is it not in this week's Parsha? So the Ibn Ezra says, because in this week's Parsha we discuss the Kalim, which are included Kaviyachal in the house of the Rabbeinu Shalom. You take a look at the Pesukim by Elisha. The Elisha discusses the Kalim, which are essential for a house. What do you need for a house? You need a Shulchan for a house. You need a Menorah for a house. And of course, you need a Kisei for a house. Therefore, the Mizbeach HaKetores didn't fit into that. We only discuss the things which are part of the Rebbeinu Shalom's house, Kaviyachal. So therefore, we have a Menorah, we have a Shulchan, and we have a Kisei. What's the Kisei? The Aron. Says Reb Shlomo Fisher, but we're missing one important Kli. In those Pesukim by Elisha, there's another Kli which is essential for a house. What's that? A Mita. Where's the Mita? The Pesukim in Tanakh also refer to the Aron as a Mita. A Kisei HaKavod as well as a Mita with Rebbeinu Shalom. The Aron was both. Because there's two perspectives to the Aron. There's the Aron which is just there to hold up the Kaparis, the Kli of the Kaparis. And then there's the Kaparis which is just there to serve as the Aron, depending on the perspective. One was the perspective of a Kisei HaKavod. The other was the perspective of Kaviyachal, the Mita of the Rebbeinu Shalom. So if you realize that there are two different aspects to the Aron Kodesh, so then it's not so simple at all to say what the Mefarshim want to say in the Rambam, to say that the Aron is just there to house the Luchos HaBris. It's not the case at all. Maybe one perspective of the Aron was there to house the Luchos HaBris, but there's entirely another perspective of the Aron, and that is to hold up the Kaparis. The Kaparis is a Kli Bifnei Atzma, the Kruvim. That's where the Hashra's Hashchina was. It wasn't merely something to serve the Luchos HaEdus, and therefore we would need to search for another answer in the Rambam. Be that as it may, now we understand another problem that many of the Mefarshim ask. Because if you take a look through the Torah in this week's Parsha, there's something very, very strange. We have Ve'osuli Mikdash V'shachanti B'sachav. Ve'osuli Mikdash is B'lashem Rabbim. You, Klal Yisrael, make me a Mikdash. Every other tzivoy in this week's Parsha is B'lashem Yachid. V'tzipisa, V'alsisa. You look through it. Everything else is B'lashem Yachid. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, do it. Except for one. There's one that says Ve'osu. What is it? The Asu Aray, make the Aron, is also B'lashen Rabbim. Why of all the Kalim is the Aron also B'lashen Rabbim? And here too, many of the Mefarshim are very bothered. The Ramban already says, maybe it's to show that all of Klal Yisrael is a Chelek in the Torah. But it's very strange. All the Tzivuyim over here are singular, not to all of Klal Yisrael. It's V'asu L'mikdash to all of Klal Yisrael, and then one Kli. The Aron is V'asu Aron Atzei Shitin. Make an Aron Atzei Shitin. Perhaps the idea is as follows. Based on what we're explaining right now, according to the Rambam, there was one Tzivuy called V'asu L'mikdash V'shachanti B'sachar. Everything else was a detail within that Tzivuy. Everything else was just a detail. The Torah doesn't have to command Klal Yisrael again. It's just a detail within the base of Bechira. There's already a Tzivoy Ve'osuli Mikdash on Klal Yisrael. Now you want to know how to go about and do it? Go throughout the Pesukim. I need to give a new Tzivoy to Klal Yisrael. These are just the details of the broader Tzivoy of V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'zacham. But there's one kli which is not part of a asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'zacham. That is the aron, as the Ramban told us, because it's not there for any particular avoda. Therefore, the Torah has to come and say again, it's not nichlam v'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'zacham. Torah has to come again and say an old kli yishev, a separate chiyuv to make a base hamikdash. These are some of the ideas, some of the basic ideas when it comes to binyan base hamikdash, the concepts behind it, and when it comes to the mitzvah of asiyas ha'ar. Yeah.